This is the Speaker Scoop, a behind-the-scenes podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, what's on your mind this week?
You know, Jen, a lot of what's on my mind this week has to do with affordability for Washingtonians. And so much of what we do in this affordability arena, bills that we have are linked with each other, things that are happening nationally are linked to what we're doing locally, and things that sometimes seem not connected at all are actually very connected to affordability for Washingtonians. There are certainly a number of bills that we have. We have well over a dozen bills that are addressing different types of affordability in Washington. But, you know, one, for example, is our bill on preserving access to preventative services so that people don't have out-of-pocket expenses for preventative services. And Dan Bernoski is running that bill. Again, a way to try to help people save money in the healthcare arena. Likewise, Representative Farivar has a bill. I think in Tacoma, we had a Fred Meyer close rather quickly. In her district in North Seattle, she also had that happen. And sometimes we see with these types of closures, there are restrictions on the land and the building such that another grocery store can't open. That really hurts people's ability to access food. But it also, a bunch of people, me included, I shop for bargains in the grocery store, and sometimes I go to more than one grocery store to get a better deal. When you restrict the amount of competition, it actually elevates costs in those areas rather than decreasing costs. So Rep. Farivar's bill would get rid of those restrictions, would say that's not an okay restriction to have on that property. So when I said at the outset how things that we're doing kind of to address our own local concerns are so connected to federal things, because these two bills, one of them is really related to food accessibility and assistance, and we've seen the federal government, the Trump administration, just slash food benefits, SNAP benefits for people from a national perspective. And likewise, H.R. 1 has just cut through and burned our healthcare system and people's ability to access healthcare. The federal government has created this disaster for us, and we're working on local solutions to try to do what we can to address the disastrous policies. And then, again, additive, just being in a state where the Trump tariffs and inflation are really hurting here, and we see that hurting in food prices as well as healthcare. So whatever we can do in the affordability realm, we're really going to try to do to help Washingtonians. But then I also kind of mentioned, this is how everything is linked. Yesterday, we filed the millionaire's tax, which delivers targeted tax relief, but it also invests in things that Trump cut, like public schools and healthcare and housing and higher education and childcare. Those are the things that it invests in. And so we're going to go through a whole process of trying to balance our approach to trying to restructure our tax system in Washington state so the poorest folks in this state aren't being taxed at four times the rate that wealthy people are. But we also want to make sure that we are funding the things that Washingtonians need and have told us that they need, like good public schools and housing investments and healthcare so that people aren't falling through the cracks, and childcare for working families, a higher ed system that's actually training people to be great employees in the 21st century is something that all of our employers need. I guess when I sit in this chair, I see how all these things are interconnected, and it might seem like there's one bill that's isolated that's just doing one small thing, but it actually is frequently connected, as the bills that I started off talking about. It's connected to national policy, and it's connected to what we need to do for all Washingtonians with our millionaire's tax. So I'm excited to keep on working on these things and feel really hopeful about the work that we're doing on behalf of all of Washington with these pieces of legislation.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins, we'll catch up with you again next week.